What's happening, boys and girls? My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And today, I received a message from a friend, acquaintance, Facebook follower, said that they appreciated my videos. And I thought to myself, do I even appreciate my videos? I never really thought about it. How do I feel about my videos? Of course, I love them. Okay, flat out, let's just start right there. I love them. I love me. I love me talking. I love the things I talk about. I love being able to wander in the conversation anywhere I want to, completely relaxed, on video, as if I'm having a conversation with someone who doesn't exist or who is not present. And I'm able to get these thoughts down in digital, to get them recorded and down and documented. Just thoughts that I say. And at this point, I'm just like piling them on. I'm just like doing them. Just keep talking. Get it out there. And I think when I'm older, which I'm already old anyway, hell, I'll be 60 in a couple weeks or so. A few weeks. Just get them out there and put them out there for history. For somebody to find us, put them out. Just get them out there. I say that to anybody and everybody. Get it out there. Just say it. Get it out there in the universe, as they say. History or somebody or whatever may come along and say and find your message or your insight. No, somebody will if they come across it. Once it's out there, and just put it out there, somebody will eventually come across and your message will resonate, no matter what your message is, no matter how derelict or twisted or benign or boring, whatever you think your message is, somebody is going to resonate with it. And with social media, it's easy to, well, I don't know if it's easy, but you have a possibility of distribution. You have a nice platform. Now, I guess with all the algorithms and stuff, you know, your audience may or may not be manipulated and controlled, but still you have a platform with the possibility of reaching millions. And of course, there's going to be millions and millions of people doing it, millions of opinions out there. We've got to learn as human beings and as a society to sort through them, to sort through the news and what's going on now with Elon Musk and Twitter and the cancellation and people labeling fake news. Who determines what's fake or not? Who determines what is disinformation or misinformation? Who controls the information gate key? Who holds the information gate key? Who holds the information who holds the key to the information gate? And all of a sudden that person becomes a quote unquote god of information. And they determine what is good information and bad information. And that is a whole different beast in itself. And I guess it's set up so that you can protect the population, because there's no doubt in my mind, looking at things the way things are, that the population is not trusted. It's almost spoon-fed and handheld. The public is coddled, and they're treated as being, I don't like to use the word stupid or dumb, but you know what I mean when I say that. and they put things in place. I mean, there's certain precautions you got to put in place. So yeah, we don't want to say this because this will be interpreted that way. But some of it is just to the point where it's like, okay, money. They say money in politics. Russian influenced the election. So now all of a sudden we think people are so not capable of determining what is real and what's not real. And that might be true. And if it is, that's the problem. Not Russia. No matter how many algorithms you see, no matter how many this or that, you need to figure out what you believe based on what comes across your desk. And you need to be able to discern what is good information and what is not. That's not the government's fault or anybody else. That's on the individual. But we don't see it that way. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey. Okay, where was I? Oh yeah, well, we can start here. I was thinking, it all started with the question, do I love my videos? Or do I love my videos? And of course I do, hell. I love walking, I love holding a stick, I love making them, I love engineering the making of them, I love editing them, I love hearing myself talk. Of course I love everything about it. But I've been doing it for so long and so routinely that it just becomes part of my air. Do I love air? Of course I love air. But do I sit around and start thinking about how much I love air all the time? No. Because air is something that needs to be taken for granted so that you can live the rest of your life. I just made that up. But you get the point. Let's see. But you get the point. It's something that you just do. It gets to a point to where it's something that you just do. And whether you like it or not, or how you feel about it, becomes irrelevant because it gets built into your routine. It's in your system. So of course I love making these damn videos and stockpiling them. And hell, after they're done, taking them, making MP3s out of them, then making podcasts out of them, then putting them on my website, and then having them distributed to Spotify and all those places. I love all that. And I'm sure I've told this story many times before. But when I got a hold of the internet, and I was told I was gonna be able to have a place on the internet that could be uncensored. That means not on Prodigy, not on AOL. None of that, just uncensored. That blew my mind. And I was already into computers and electronics. So ever since I got that first Crystal Radio, when I was back in Ohio, I shot video by the library. I remember in Bilton in Youngstown that I would ride my bike to study up on crystal radios and stuff, because electronics was my thing ever since I got that crystal radio on Christmas. And ever since then, it's been electronics and computers. So this whole technology thing is just like, oh my goodness. And then to take the technology, computers and all that I already love, and be able to use it as a tool to talk and to express and to interact from a distance in the safety, in the beauty, or should I say, in the sanctuary of my own home. The other day I reposted my second grade postcard the comments, all three quarters, Jeffrey talked to me. And when the one I'm most proud of, Jeffrey talks to others and even to himself anytime he pleases. I am so proud of that. And then the next one was, Jeffrey's behavior needs to be changed or something. It has not improved. Second grade. I mean, I wasn't evil. I wasn't mischievous. No, I was mischievous. But I don't think, you know, they didn't feel me as a threat or anything, I don't think. Probably an annoyance. But I think I was always well received, even with my disciplinary situations at school. People knew I was a good guy, and I didn't have any malice or anything. I'm just trying to do whatever it was I was trying to do. And that may or may not have been entertained. It may or may not have been entertained or interact or be the center of attention, or as my father would say, acting a fool. So that's always been me, to demonstrate and to talk. I was making videos before podcasts. I was doing this before people was doing, before it was a podcast. I was blogging before the word blogging. I started in 1997. You can see the first one. I can tell you why I started. Because I broke up. Kind of a relationship ended. I wouldn't say we broke up. I'm not sure if we was boyfriend and girlfriend. But a relationship ended to where we would communicate every day via chat. And just had a strong communication. And it ended. And I had nobody to talk to. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to find something that I can communicate with or have a quote-unquote relationship with that's not a human being. Something that I can almost completely control. So I got my webpage together. One of the first ones. I don't know if it was one of the first ones in the country or world or whatever, but it was one of the first webpages. And the first thing I did in that blog was say, hey, because that's how me and her used to open up our conversations every morning. Hey, hey. And it went on from there. I wrote my dailies for years, and I got all that compiled and stored someplace. And then I went to video, and the dailies, I stopped doing the dailies because I started doing video, but I realized that it's not in text. This stuff is in video, not in text. And I wasn't sure if I should appreciate text more than video. Information in text or in video. In text, you probably could do more with it. But in video, you get more down. And it may be more, you get more down quicker. And your thoughts can kind of random and roam and meander. But even though when I'm writing, in stream of consciousness writing, I can do that too. So, but I don't write that much anymore. I type, actually. So there really is no writing. I don't write hardly anymore. It's mostly typing. But the point is, the information captured, music, information, whatever, getting it captured is the thing. Capturing. The capturing of said data and information to be held and to be reused, stockpiled, compiled, so that we all can get along. Nope, not that. Just talking. Where was I? I forgot where I was. Oh, so I tie my shoes up too tight. I tie my shoes up so tight, and it feels good to have them tight. But the tops of them, right where my leg goes into my foot part or whatever, there's a little bit of irritation or abrasion, or the shoestrings and the tongue of the shoe kind of rub the top of my foot a certain way, and they're both kind of sore. So I actually took a pair of socks and stuck it, folded them and stuck it in between the tongue and my top of my foot. So when I tie my shoes up tight, because I love them tied up tight, it doesn't hurt, but it still kind of is. I'm gonna have to figure out something. So if I can get that to be not hurting, that would be good. Because not hurting is good. I'm able to breathe. Yesterday, I started my nose starting to do a little bit of that stuff. The weather here is still clear. It's not cloudy. My nose is running just a little bit. I've been doing my nasal spray. And yesterday, I popped a Claritin, I think, or something. And it may have kept me up. I couldn't sleep last night for some reason. I was just awake. It might have been because I didn't eat after work. I had to work a couple extra hours, long story. Oh, because when my modem broke, I had to take it back and I lost a couple hours. And then with my vacation coming up, I was short. And I was like short by 1.1 hours. And that was we thought it was that 2 hours I took off. But it wasn't. So she talked me into working late last night to cover. She needed some help, so I did it. And then I still came up 1.1 hours short for my upcoming vacation. So when I come back from my vacation, I'm not gonna be able to take off work for a millennium. I ain't gonna be able to take off work until freaking like December or something. But we're working from home and stuff. I'll probably get it figured out, because what you don't want to do, you don't want to get in the habit of unpaid leave. That's bad. And that means if you get sick or something, if I get sick or something, I don't have no PTO. And that's bad. Well, it comes to your review time. And then, you know, I just want to keep my reviews and my standing and performance clean as possible, because I probably don't really care. I mean, let's be honest, I probably don't really care. But I like caring, because I need to stay focused on this job. Step up my game. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey. Swinging on y'all 2 times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle, and atom that's ever existed in this or any universe that ever was or is. The totality of it all, y'all. It's about all of us, everything. Completely, every single little drop of it, us, all, them, we, it, what's, how's, why's, and when's. I'm out.